Chapter 7, Part 1, Unexpected Responsibilities. As the seasons cycled through their familiar dance, bringing with them the colors of change, Emma's life took another unexpected turn. With the passing of her mother, the dynamics within her family had shifted significantly, and Emma found herself navigating not only her grief, but also new responsibilities that extended beyond the realm of caregiving. One such responsibility was the increased role she had to play in the lives of her younger brother, Max. At 10 years old, Max was at a crucial stage in his development, grappling with the loss of his mother and the changes within his family structure. Emma, recognizing the need for stability in his life, stepped into the role of a surrogate parent. She began attending parent-teacher meetings, coordinating his extracurricular activities, and ensuring his emotional well-being, all while managing her own journey through grief and her final year of high school. This new role was not without its challenges. Emma found herself in situations she had never anticipated, like counseling Max through his grief, helping with homework that often stumped her, and navigating the world of parent-child relationships from the perspective of a sister-turned-caretaker. These tasks, though filled with love and a sense of duty, often left Emma feeling out of her depth. Apart from her responsibilities towards Max, Emma also had to deal with the increased household management duties. With her father's work demanding much of his time, the day-to-day running of the household fell largely on Emma's shoulders. Budgeting, grocery shopping, meal planning, and maintaining the house became part of her routine, adding to the complexity of her already busy schedule. The shift in responsibilities also brought a change in Emma's relationship with her father. They found themselves working together as partners in managing the household and caring for Max. This new dynamic was a learning curve for both, as they navigated their roles without Lydia's guiding presence. Their conversations, once centered around Lydia's care, now revolved around household decisions, Max's needs, and planning for the future. Amidst these changes, Emma also faced the challenge of maintaining her own personal growth and aspirations. She was acutely aware of the importance of her education and her future goals, but balancing these with her newfound responsibilities was a tightrope walk. Time management became a critical skill as she juggled schoolwork, college applications, household tasks, and caring for Max. Throughout this period, Emma's resilience was tested in new ways. She often felt overwhelmed by the weight of her responsibilities, struggling to find moments for herself amidst the chaos of her daily life. Yet, in these challenges, she also discovered a deeper sense of purpose. She found joy in Max's achievements and growth, and satisfaction in successfully managing the household. Emma's journey through this phase of her life was a testament to her adaptability and strength. The unexpected responsibilities thrust upon her were daunting, but they also brought with them opportunities for growth and learning. Through each new challenge, Emma continued to evolve, drawing on the lessons of her past and the love for her family to guide her through. As Emma delved deeper into her role as a pseudo-parent for Max and a partner in household management with her father, she began to encounter the complexities of balancing adolescence with premature adulthood. While she excelled in providing stability for Max and ensuring the smooth running of the home, the demands often left her exhausted and struggling to carve out time for herself. Emma's days were a continuous cycle of school, homework, household chores, and attending to Max's needs. She found herself making decisions that were usually reserved for parents, such as handling Max's occasional behavioral issues, monitoring his academic progress, and nurturing his emotional health in the wake of their loss. The responsibility was immense, and Emma often felt the pressure of ensuring that Max did not feel neglected or secondary to her other obligations. Her relationship with Max, while always close, deepened during this period. Emma became his confidant, mentor, and primary source of comfort. They shared moments of laughter, tears, and heartfelt conversations, creating a bond that was both beautiful and bittersweet, underscored by the absence of their mother. In managing the household, Emma learned skills that went beyond her years. She became adept at budgeting, learning to stretch finances to cover household expenses and save for future needs. Meal planning and cooking became part of her daily routine, often experimenting with recipes to keep meals interesting for Max and her father. The home that her mother had so lovingly cared for was now under Emma's watch, and she took pride in maintaining it as a space of comfort and memories. However, the weight of her responsibilities often clashed with the needs and desires typical of a teenager. Emma found it challenging to relate to her peers, whose concerns seemed trivial compared to the realities she faced daily. Her social life dwindled as she prioritized her family's needs over outings with friends or school events. Even her academic pursuits, which she was once passionate about, sometimes felt like an additional burden rather than a pathway to her future. Despite these challenges, Emma found solace in small achievements and moments of joy. Seeing Max smile, receiving a word of appreciation from her father, or successfully balancing the household budget were victories that kept her going. She also found moments of escape in her art, where she could express her emotions freely and find respite from her responsibilities. Throughout this journey, Emma grappled with feelings of missing out on her youth, yet she also recognized the growth and maturity she was gaining. Her experiences were shaping her into a compassionate, resilient, and capable young woman, qualities that would serve her well in the future. As Emma navigated this complex phase of her life, she learned to find a balance between her responsibilities and her own needs. She began to delegate tasks, asking her father to take on more responsibilities and involving Max in household chores. She also learned to set aside time for herself, however brief, to engage in activities that rejuvenated her spirit. In embracing these unexpected responsibilities, Emma was unwittingly preparing herself for the challenges and opportunities of adulthood. Her journey was a testament to her strength and adaptability, qualities that would guide her as she stepped into the future, ready to face whatever it might hold.